way of telephone. You can do the same as well. The number is very easy. Hopefully, I can remember it. All right. I haven't said it in a very, very long time. That's 0800-142-446. That's 0800-142-446. If you want to be calling us from a landline, it's going to be absolutely free. If you're calling us from using your cell phone, well, you're going to do the initial calling. We'll take your details down and we'll call you back. So do that and join us as we discuss sexual offenses codes. The content of the show might be of adult nature. I would like to encourage you to please, if you have kids around, they might want to go and press buttons somewhere else. You know, maybe give them that laptop to do their homeworks, or let them write something or paint something or something like that because of the content this evening. All right? So 0800-142-446. That's 0800-142-446. You can speak in any language of your choice. Any of the Sesotho languages, you're more than welcome to do that. Any of the Nguni languages, mafuna ukukhuluma isiZulu, mhlawumbe ufuna ukukhuluma isiXhosa, ngoba unyoko ukubelela epolelo ya seSwati, mhlawumbe you're more than welcome to do that. Ungatsetha nathi as well. 0800-142-446. Mega Mokhelo, we're talking about the sexual offences courts in South Africa. A big one is happening tomorrow. Maybe let's start there. You want to give us a bit of details what's going to be happening tomorrow?
Oh, yes, I will. We are launching the sexual offences court at Bredasdorp. And Bredasdorp is a small town in Cape Town. And we are just basically saying that by launching this court, we are popularizing the sexual offences model to say that we want victims of sexual offences to be assured that there are facilities within the court system to protect them if they come to court. That we use to provide victims.
Tell me something. How many of these courts do we have in South Africa? I mean, we're launching one tomorrow in Bredasdorp. How many of these do we have in the country, do you know?
The prisons at 96. And this will be the 97th. We hope that by the end of the month, we'll have 100 sexual offences courts. Mm-hmm. Or by the end of March, we'll have 100 sexual offences courts all together.
All right. It looks like it's a big number, and we're looking forward to that. In fact, whatever we can do to popularize that, please let us know. We'll definitely jump in. Let's talk about convictions. Or the conviction rate, if you wanna, of sexual crimes. How have these courts contributed towards that?
I'll tell you that the sexual offences courts have, according to our statistics that we gather for management purposes as the Department of Justice, we are not the role player that is responsible for basically making sure that, like, we are not prosecutors or magistrates, but we do management of the courts. And when we gather information, we realize that these courts are the top producing courts. For year on year, in the past 3 years, we have found that they have the highest conviction rates.
Wow.
For rape.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they also have the highest number of sexual offences registered, and because they have a highest number of sexual offences courts registered, definitely you will realize that in the management of sexual offences, there might be highest rates of postponement for one reason or another, but they are very active and aimed at ensuring that we have convictions as far as possible. And in the past 3 years, we have found that most of the top performing courts in terms of guilty finding for rape as a sexual offense, the top most are sexual offenses courts. So compared to the other mainstream courts that deal with sexual offenses and they don't have the facilities that we are providing, we see that they are, you know, outperforming the mainstream courts. So they are very, very, very important courts to introduce within our system.
16 minutes after 6 o'clock, if you've just jumped in, Welcome to it. This is our live broadcast. It's coming from our studios here in, and then he said Cape Town. Looks like I'm looking forward to go to Cape Town after all. We're going to be having the State of the Nation address there, Melukubu Wilderson, next week. So everybody's up and running and preparing stuff. So we're going to be going there this coming Monday. But you're joining me. I'm in Hatfield, broadcasting live from our studios here at the GCIS Officers Studios in Hatfield. 0800-142-446. That's 0800-142-446. It's a toll-free number if you're going to be calling from a landline. Now, if you're calling us by using your cell phone, please call us in. We'll take your details down and we'll call you back. I would like us to talk this evening, if you're a listener. Ge le gore mhlobongwe o ganye go ba karolo ya khatso ya rena ya botshelo bja legono nka go ore ke go botsa motheletso gore na ye ke poleke e botse gore nna le wena re ka boledišana ka taba tse e leng gore ka mokgwe e leng gore re ka thusagala ka gona especially gone bjale ka gore re bolela ka dilo tsa di-sexual offences court ba bangwe ba bantši ba rena ga ba tsebe gore na dikgotho tse oba dikgotlatshegelo tse tsa rena tsa di-sexual offences di bereka bjang ge e le gore mohlomongwe o mongwe wa bona nka rata gore le wena nka o tsee karole ge e le gore go na le putšišo e e leng gore o kanya gore o botša yona dira jalo mo nomorong ya rena ya mogala o tle bo sa lefe selo ke mphiwa fela 0800-142-446 that's 0800-142-446 and Melukubu Wilderson is on the line le rena o tla araba putšišo tša rena ma funo mkhulumana athi mhlawumbe o nombuzo funa ukuwubuza namuhla ungashaya ucingo 0800-142-446 uzobe ukhuluma nathi ukhuluma no umama uLukubu Wilderson as well uzoba phendule imibuzo yakho ngiyacela ke mlaleli ukuthi nawe ube ngxenye yoluhlelo lethu namhlanje 0800-142-446 arthole pele Melukubu Wilderson ngirabulele jwale gore now as government obviously we can understand these terms and we know where they're coming from we're saying sexual offences courts and in the past they've heard about the maintenance courts and all of that stuff. Now here comes another one, sexual offences courts. Maybe you want to break it down to us in terms of what type of matters do these courts handle?
Okay, let me just be clear about where do we establish sexual offences courts. Because ideally we could establish the court model in all the mainstream courts that hear sexual offences matters. But because of recess constraints, obviously we have to look at the whether there are high numbers of sexual offences in a locality.
Mm-hmm.
We look at courts, magistrate courts that are already there and are dealing with sexual offences. We check the rural areas that are dealing with high numbers of sexual offences against children as well as adults. So Springbok that are out, where in terms of the numbers, it's not many cases as compared as in Joburg.
Right.
But because access is so strenuous for the victims, we also resource courts in those areas.
Right.
Yes.
Is there any plans of having these type of courts somewhere else? Obviously, you're launching one in Bredasdorp. You've just mentioned now that it's not such a big town. It's one of the small towns that we have, which is very good. Like you're comparing it now to your Joburgs, where you have all the infrastructure that you need. Are there any plans from the department to roll this out to other smaller nyana towns in the country?
Yes.
All right, I think we've lost it. I think we've lost the Melukubu Wilderson there. So we're going to try to give her a call back quickly. 0800 142 446. It's a toll-free number if you're calling from a landline. If you're calling from a cell phone, just put it off here. If you're calling from a cell phone, call us in and we'll take your details down and we'll call you back, and that way saving you costs. My name is Karabo Lance. I'm very excited to have you with us. We broadcasting live from our studios here in Pretoria. My goodness me, why am I wanting to say Cape Town? I'm always wanting to say Cape Town for some reason. That's because the sauna is happening. So we're going to be going down to Cape Town and broadcasting from there and hopefully bringing you content from government, especially from Parliament and everything that's going to be going on around there. Just want to mention at this time, while we're trying to get Melikubu Wilderson on the line, that we're joined by somebody that's very, very special to us. It's one of our interns. In fact, there's two of them. One is here, one is out. And they haven't even been here for a month, and these guys are operating this facility like you don't understand. And it's Lerato Moswane on controls and telephones. So we're very excited that she's with us this evening and helping us as well. And we also have Komotso Ranoto, who's out and about. Komotso went out this afternoon to the launch of the handover of brand new BMWs to an organization by our president. So Komotso is going to gather all the details around there, and we'll keep you updated tomorrow. 0800 142 446. Our producers are telling me that we're experiencing a very, very not so bad, but a handful of a technical issue that they're trying to sort out on the other hand. So just bear with us. And perhaps you would like to know exactly what the content of this evening is going to cover. As I said, sexual offences calls, that's what we're going to be covering. Hopefully by the end of this show, you and I are going to be learning quite a lot, you know, about sexual offences courts, how these courts are assisting and improving conviction rates of sexual crimes in our country. We need dedicated courts to do these type of things, you know. People have been complaining to say, hey, look, you know, some problems that we have, you need a specialized facility to be able to handle that. And government has heard your call, and that's why these courts are there in place. We've got maintenance courts as well, as you know, and those are specifically to handle matters that's got to do with maintenance and so forth. We've got a variety of courts in our country, and this is one of them, the sexual offences courts. Now, Victor Pala, as you know, Victor is one of our producers coming from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. Victor Pala is all the way out in, what is that place, in Bedasdorp. And 27 minutes after 6 o'clock, and welcome back. We come to you live from our studios here in Hatfield in Pretoria. This is the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development program sponsored by Government Communication and Information System, the GCIS. My name is Karabo Lance. I'm very sorry about what happened earlier on. We've just had a technical glitch. Melikubu is on the line, by the way. So we've just had a break in connection, and we've just been battling to get a hold of her. But I've been told that she's back on the line again. Melikubu, are you there?
Yes, I'm online.
All right, pardon me for that. We just had a technical glitch, and I've been told that there's quite a lot of rain that's happening outside. So maybe that had some interference as far as that is concerned. In fact, I've been told it's load shedding that's been a problem.
Yes, we had a bit of a break in transmission because of load shedding. Yeah.
I believe so. It's something that obviously government is working hard to sort out.
Yes.
All right. Grant, coming from, is it Vooster? Grant, you're on the line. It's a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us. 0800 142 446. That number is a toll-free number if you're going to be calling from a landline. If you're calling from a cell phone, give us a call. From Lady Smith, please, Zandile.
Hello.
Hi, Zandile. Go for it.
Ngifuna ngila eLady Smith and ayinqobeko FM.
Yes, ma'am.
Kunezinye izinto la engiye ngizibone enkantolo for rape cases. Uthole ukuthi umuntu berapiwe and report icala, umphenyi wecala ukwenze konke, wakholektha all evidence. But uma sefika enkantolo futhi inkantolo insufficient evidence umuntu ashaya uno defect phumele akukho yini mhlambi enye indlela abangenza ngayo ngoba uma ulandelela kuma cases akaphenye overseas siwabuka through i-TV they just done thoroughly investigation lenengenzeki la eSouth Africa.
Thank you so much, Zandile. Ngiyabonga, Zandile. Let's take Simon from Bushbuck Ridge.
Hello.
Hi, Brasai.
I'm okay, Karabo, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you so much. Go for it.
Yes. I'm not sure whether this question is relevant or what, but I just find that as to if I send someone a nude picture, is it regarded as a sexual offense or what? Without their consent. Let me say, I send someone a nude picture.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Brasai. Really appreciate it. 16 minutes before 7, 0800-142-446. Melugubu Wilderson, those are your two questions. Go for it.
For Osandile, what I can say is that cases in sexual offenses caught all over the countries are investigated by the police. And what we have done as a criminal justice system is that we have specialized police investigators called FCS investigators. Those FCS investigators, they are trained especially to deal with sexual offenses and to collect data. And it is important, utterly important, that we all play along with the criminal justice system. You see, once the investigation has started through the FCS office, we need to be able to appear in court as victims and as witnesses. Now, what we, I think, we want to make popular to the community is that it is evident that our victims of sexual offenses, need community support. They need to be supported either by their parents or community to be believed, to be able to help the investigator with the case. But I'm not saying the community is wrong. I'm just saying we all have a role to play once a sexual offense has taken place.
Yeah.
Now, if the investigation takes longer than is normal, the police services, when I do an assessment, have the most possible avenues for complaints. They have a complaint line where you can, actually they've got a unit that deals with complaints. And that unit deals with the complaints very thoroughly. They also have what we used to call IPs or the IPs. If the investigators are not doing their work or people are not doing their work, you can go there to say that the police are failing to do their work. So, and also we have a civilian secretariat. Civilian secretariat is another wing within the police where the community can go and complain that our case has been investigated for longer than usual. So it is one place right at the forefront of the reporting or the criminal justice system where the members of the community have a plethora of complaint management system, and I applaud that department for that. Let us use that system as the community to claim and assert our rights when it comes to investigations, either breaking down or not being done as they should. And in my coordination of the investigation or complaint, it's the only department where when I send a complaint, I never have a comeback from the complainant, meaning that when complainants complain to the victims that are lined that we paid as the sexual offenses, victim support and specialized services, it's the only stakeholder where we don't have. I have 0% comeback, meaning that those particular bodies for complaints victim support do their work thoroughly and they assist the complainants. That's an assumption that I am making.
Right. And then we had a caller also from Bushbuck Ridge, and this is Simon. Simon wants to find out in terms of interaction that takes place on the internet, as you and I know, on a day-to-day basis, people are on Facebook, people are on WhatsApp, and so forth. In fact, my communication with community radio stations, most of the time, sometimes it happens on WhatsApp. It's been happening even this evening. But there's another side of the internet that's not so good, the dark side of internet, where pornographic materials are going back and forth. Now, Simon wants to find out, if he as an individual gets to send somebody a nude photo and that person did not consent to that, could that be attributed to sexual offense?
Nude photos going between consenting adults are not an offense. But if it's between adults that are not consenting, it will be an offense. So I would suggest that if you are told that I do not appreciate this kind of material, to be sent this kind of material, you stop from sending that kind of material. But if you continue, you will be in conflict with the law. Secondly, you could send a photo of a person who is a child. And in that case, you are actually a conduit for distributing pornographic material.
Right.
So in that instance, you will be in conflict with the law immediately. I've told many other people who send pornographic material that includes children to say, as much as you're sending it to me to raise awareness that this is happening, if the child, for instance, is in Nigeria, what you hope I do with it, because you know I'm not going to be able to have a hand that reaches to Nigeria.
Right.
And if you're not saying intervene in this case, what are you doing? Are you further distributing pornographic material
of
a child who is being violated? So we must be socially responsible with social media to say that there are forums, there are instances when and when you cannot distribute pornographic material. Let it be between two consenting adults. Outside of consent of adults, as well as if it's involving a child, please stay away from that because you shall be in conflict with the law.
All right, let's take Foley Swa from KZN and call him from North Coast Community Radio. Foley Swa.
Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm okay.
Right, go for it.
I just want to ask, can we report to Zela Care Center the sexual offense? Is it possible?
Come again, can you report?
Can we report to Zela Care Center the sexual offense?
Okay.
Is it possible? Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it, Foley Swa, all the way out from KZN. 0800-142-446. That's 0800-142-446. At the Tutuzela Centers, Melukubu Wilderson, sexual offenses cases, is it possible to report it then, or it needs to be reported directly to the police? Obviously, it will be dealt with in a sexual offense court.
No, the Tutuzela Care Centers are appropriate wherever there is a Tutuzela Care Center. Any victim of sexual offenses can walk into a Tutuzela Care Center for reporting. Now, you might not have a police waiting in that center to take a statement, but what the coordinator at the Tutuzela Care Center will do is they will call on the local police, the relevant either a policeman, but often it's a FCS investigator to come in order to take a statement. Otherwise, they will call the local police to take a statement that will then be translated or forwarded to an investigator who will take a full statement later.
Right.
So do go into, walk into TCCs, any TCCs, and report a sexual offense. It must be addressed or coordinated by the TCC. There's no way of saying that you will be sent to police station. Once you're at the Tutuzela Care Center, all care must be given to the victim of sexual offense.
All right.
With small claims courts, for instance, one is told they don't need legal representation to be there. We know that with maintenance courts as well, there's a phase within the maintenance period or maintenance discussion, or let's call it a hearing as it's been called. At that phase, you don't necessarily need legal representation. Is there a phase when it comes to sexual matters being presented or being dealt with in a sexual offense court? Is there a phase where you don't need legal representation, or that's a matter that you totally need legal representation with?
Okay. Sexual offenses and criminal cases are basically, by their nature, different from civil cases. Small claims and maintenance court matters are civil cases. So there, in those areas, you do get legal representation, whether private or public. But in respect of criminal cases, sexual offenses, all of them are criminal cases. Your prosecutor is your advocate. It's basically a state advocate who represents the interest of the complainant. So that's a support number one. That's your legal representative number one. That's your chief or primary legal representative. From there, the National Prosecution Authority to enable the victim to be familiar with the court process, they have introduced what we call court preparation officer, which is one of the personnel that must be present at a sexual offense court. The court preparation officer is not a legal representative, but they are there to enable you to be familiar with the court process, because it's a very criminal justice system it's very confrontational.
Yeah.
So in its nature, you need to understand that in order for anybody to prove a case beyond reasonable doubt, as a witness, how strong should you be? How, you know, and you must be familiar with all the role players so that you're not intimidated by the court room itself and the court process itself. So there's quite a number of, you know, facilities that we put around the victim, or human resources that we put around the system, to ensure that legal representation is fully activated for the victim or for a complainant.
All right. Now, one of the problems that government is concerned about, especially when it comes to matters like this, it's issues that's got to do with case withdrawals. And, you know, how would the sexual offences courts ensure at least the reduction of these?
In terms of the model that we have put in place, we have actually looked at what frequency causes breakdown. If the legal representative of the complainant is not in court, then we've got a problem. So we must make sure that we've got prosecutors at all times being in court. So with the model, we expect that at least at the minimum, there's two people who are familiarized with the case, so that if one person gets sick or is indisposed to court, there's another prosecutor who can take on the case. But the challenge that we have is that as we get into this budgetary constraint era, that becomes a little bit more difficult for us to establish courts with all the resources. But what the National Prosecution Authority has done is to make sure that the core of people who are trained to be able to handle a sexual offense. So we would like as much as possible for there to be lower rates, but we do find them, and reasons are beyond even prosecution and unavailability of magistrates. Sometimes it's the witness themselves not being able to present. Sometimes it's other court role players like legal defense that is not able to attend. Sometimes it's the accused who is sick or is indisposed for one reason or another, who's unavailable. And if there's consistent unavailability of a particular role player, magistrates are often forced to withdraw a case until maybe further notice. Like if the investigating officer does not produce the relevant information because DNA evidence is not yet available, then they will withdraw. But ideally, by the time a case is registered, it should have ticked certain boxes. It should have ticked quite a number of boxes, including the fact that the DNA has been done. But sometimes you find one or two things missing from the DNA report. And if it's continuously leading to postponement of cases, the magistrates, who are judicial officers and are responsible for court rules, are forced to say that let this case be withdrawn until you, as the state, are ready to come and present this, or until the accused is in a position to come back and be, you know, and be here. Because if they are sick, there's absolutely nothing that the magistrate can do. He can't postpone the case for 6 times.
All right. Ms. Lugubi,
When I say this, I'm not saying a number. I'm saying
on so many occasions
that it sounds like, you know, this case seems like, you know, it's actually on other reasons other than the accused. Normally they will withdraw it because then it means the case is not court ready. You're giving the investigators and everybody who is involved the opportunity to go and prepare themselves or bring the evidence that is required.
7 o'clock on the dot. Before I say goodbye to you, Melkubu Wilderson, without preempting what's going to happen tomorrow, would you like to share maybe one or two things that residents of Bredasdorp can look forward to?
You know, Bredasdorp is one of the courts that dealt with one of those very horrendous cases where a victim was raped and killed. So there's a number of cases, and we've been able to bring the families of those victims to be part of this launch so that we can have a meet and greet session and talking session with the families to tell us about the process and see if there is a need for us to provide further support, such as counseling, whatever. So we'll have that greet and meet besides the normal launch of making the public see the facilities and understand what they are there for, and make sure that communities can report to the police so that ultimately the case is registered in court.
Right. Joining us on the line is Ms. Kamogelo Lugubi Wilderson. She's the director responsible for victim support and specialized services. Melukubu Wilderson, let me let you go, especially that you've got a long day tomorrow that you're looking forward to, that we're all looking forward to. Thank you so much for joining us for this evening, and all the best for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope all listeners have taken something from this segment, and I hope to be back soon.
Great stuff. All right. 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and that's where we're going to have to leave it for this evening. Thank you so much to everybody that's called in. And we do apologize for the technical glitch that we had. I thought perhaps it was just the weather acting up, but I was informed by my colleagues that it's not the weather, actually. It's the load shedding that's just kicked in at that time. So we've lost the transmission power for a bit until our UPS systems kicked in and our generators kicked in as well. And in that way, we're back on air, but we'd like to apologize for that. Thank you that you were able to understand us and you were able to be patient with us. We really, really appreciate it. Let's leave it here for this evening. From myself, Karabolansa Sokolana Sabapele Matebele. Thank you so much. Let's meet again next week. Next week is going to be solar, by the way. We are not going to have the Let's Talk Justice Live Your Rights show next week. We'll be broadcasting live the SONA, and communication on that guide will be sent to stations. Please be in touch with your GCIS liaison who can help you with regards to that. For myself, Karamalans, ciao for now. Let's meet again in 2 weeks.